You're listening to Road to Wellness, a podcast meant to inspire and motivate you to live a happier, healthier, and pain-free life.
What's going on, guys? This is Amy here at Road to Wellness, the podcast. And it's been quite a while since the last time we recorded an episode. And I would like to apologize, mainly because there's been a lot of stuff going on. I know, you guys, it's been kind of crazy how shelter in place was lifted for a little bit. And then now we're back into having to get ourselves back into our homes, wearing our masks, and definitely social distancing. You know, I have to admit, at the very beginning of the quarantine, I was very adamant about encouraging people to really take care of themselves, because I personally think that with a better immune system, you're naturally going to be better at fighting off diseases. I have no idea what is going on with this virus or its biological makeup, but as far as I'm concerned, one of the reasons why our country, the United States, have been struggling quite a bit in maintaining the virus and its spread is our inability to really social distance and also wearing masks. Now, that's very challenging for some, because I myself don't really like wearing masks. But of course, I do it for the sake of other people, as well as protection for myself. Road to Wellness, the brick and mortar here in downtown Los Gatos, has still been opened. We've been still seeing patients. Of course, we are doing our best to making sure that our interactions are only limited to people who really need treatment. And every single person who comes into our office are screened for COVID-19. You definitely will get your temperature taken. I do require that you guys wear a mask when you walk into the doors, and we try to minimize you touching anything in our office. That is not because you're disgusting or anything. It's just because we really don't want to spread the germs. With that said, on this episode, we're going to actually talk about fertility acupuncture. Fertility acupuncture is by far one of the most, I would say, most used acupuncture treatments, in addition to pain management and facial acupuncture. Facial acupuncture is another conversation by itself. I am promoting a clinical trial. Well, not quite a clinical trial, more of a, I'm recruiting candidates who are interested in getting any facial acupuncture done free of charge. I'm just doing it because I wanted to see the method that I'm developing right now is working or not. So if you guys are interested, feel free to reach out to me at amy@road-to-wellness.com. Mention that you heard about it on the podcast, and I will sign you right on up. All right, that promo is done. Moving on to fertility acupuncture. All right. Fertility acupuncture has been around decades now, I would say, and it has been shown, and you guys could probably get links from the papers in the description here, regarding how the acupuncture is supposed to help with the fertility. And one of the biggest things that I have seen across the board with any men and women who are struggling with infertility is stress. I know stress is the culprit for a lot of things, but I will say, if you are stressed out, your body is so inflamed, it's so much in this stressful mode that it's very difficult for it to really do its job. Just think about it. When you guys are super stressed, is it challenging for you to have that emotional stability to move on with your work on a daily basis? I would think so. Chronic cortisol, high levels actually leads into chronic fatigue, chronic adrenal issues. And this is something that is known. We know this. And you guys can talk to your endocrinologist about this. You can talk to your primary care physician about this if you so desire. You can talk about your acupuncturist and whoever else is your primary care physician. Just have a conversation with them about the problem with having high stress all the time. Silicon Valley, where I'm located, this is one of the top things that I treat in my patient population here in Los Gatos. And it's clearly because we just have a lot of stress in making sure that we can afford to live where we live. there's another conversation where we have to learn how to really maintain a certain lifestyle and well-being that is suitable for us. And hopefully I'll be able to record that episode in a couple of days or so. But in this particular episode, we'll go back to discussing how the acupuncture actually helps circulation. And that's, again, a very known fact with just moving the blood throughout your entire body. And with fertility, same thing. When you are promoting more circulation throughout your body, you're actually trying to increase the circulation in your reproductive organs. Now, to say whether or not that is necessary or not, I feel like it's kind of common sense to recognize that with proper blood flow, proper nutrients going to the proper organs, naturally your organs are going to be operating at the right level, right? Like I don't know what else to say about that other than if you don't have proper circulations, your cell is going to die. Cells need oxygen, it needs nutrients, it needs ability for it to remove the toxins, and blood flow is exactly one of the biggest things that is necessary for your tissues, your cells to get the oxygen. There's a whole biochemical processy that you could look into as well on like YouTube channels. I think Khan Academy talks about this if you really want to dive into the scientific part of it. But if you could just trust me, that is really how it is, right? Your cells need blood flow in order for it to grow, proliferate, and also to regenerate. And I hope you understand that too, is that not everything lives forever, your cells included. It has a cell cycle in which, depending on where it is in your body and stuff like that, some of them require a couple of days for it to for it to replicate. And that's also another thing. When you guys are super stressed all the time, the turnover rate of the cell replication may or may not be, well, actually, yes, it will be affected, right? Sometimes it'll be replicating too much. And if it's replicating too much, but it doesn't actually die off, then you'll develop like masses or tumors. And I think I'm kind of going off a little bit on a tangent here, but going back to the fertility acupuncture part, some people who experience infertility, it's not just you don't have enough eggs or your sperm's not good. It's more about, it's just there's a lot of different factors that are involved. Some women experience PCOS. Some women experience having like ovarian cysts. There's a lot of different mechanical things that could happen too. Maybe there's the uterus health is not as full functional as it should be. There's a lot of things in which I'm pretty sure your OBGYN is going to be able to discuss with you. And they probably know, they will know a lot more on that aspect than I would. What I can provide to you is that with the acupuncture, as I mentioned, it really helps promote the circulation blood flow to your reproductive organs. But how? It's not like we're gonna sit there and poke at your uterus, right? Okay, that's the part where it gets a little bit confusing, especially if you haven't studied acupuncture before. And it's always kind of challenging to bring this up because when the translation happens or when the person, whoever came up with this translation, what am I talking about? I mean, this is language, right? Okay, whatever. So just think about it this way. There are different meridians. And as you know, in Chinese medicine, we have 12 main meridians and a couple of other pathways in which we won't discuss. But in our system, in our bodily systems, there are 12 main meridians. For women in treating any sort of reproductive health issues, we focus on a couple, but then it also really depends on if there's any other underlying issues. So the liver, the kidney, the spleen meridians are commonly used. There's also extra meridians called the run and the do, conception and governing vessels. The conception, as it sounds, it's right in your midline. It goes through your reproductive organs and stuff like that. And so then that's also one that I use quite a bit called the run or the conception vessel. So again, that was the conception vessel, which is the run, the spleen, the liver, the kidneys. There are a couple of points throughout your entire body that we would be utilizing, and it also depends on where you're at in your cycle, as well as where you're at in your pregnancy as well. So the protocol for treatment really varies among the patients, your overall health and well-being at the specific moment in time when you come in for treatment. And it also varies in your process of, most of the time, women who are coming in with infertility are going through IVF. So it depends on the stage that you're in, where we're going to use the needles and stuff like that too. Another thing that is commonly used is called moxa. Moxa is an herb that is bundled up into like a stick. It smells kind of funny. It kind of smells like marijuana, I think. And you light it up and it just basically, again, increases circulation, really warms up your womb. Another thing that is a possible cause for infertility is a cold womb. I know it sounds kind of woo-woo and a little weird. It's like, okay, well, so what if it's cold? Well, just think about it. If it's cold, then it's not going to be warm enough for you to hold on to the child or the embryo. And definitely you want to have more circulation in that area. If it's more circulated, naturally, you're going to have more blood flow. More blood flow, then usually your hands, feet, your belly, everything in your body is a little bit on the warmer side. That's why you get warm when you exercise, right? Because you're moving your blood around. So that's one of the easiest ways to indicate how is your circulation. Are your hands and feet cold? Do you feel like your midsection is also cold? That's in itself a very good indication of whether or not you should consider getting acupuncture. And as I mentioned before, it's already a very popular modality here out in California. And it's getting more popular throughout the United States, actually. So I think it's a pretty good idea to get started in improving your circulation there. Some people, well, every single person will always ask, well, how many treatments do I need in order for me to see results? It's very hard to say because there's, again, so many different factors. And to be honest with you, acupuncture is not magic. It's not something that, you know, you can snap your finger and suddenly you can get pregnant. It's more of a stepwise process. And I will say it usually takes a little bit of time because we're going with the natural state of your body. And again, it sounds kind of like, oh, great, so then now I have to wait. It's true, you do. And being patient and learning how to really appreciate this present moment for you to embrace the healing process is essential for your well-being. Going back to stress, right? Usually people who are more stressed out are a little bit more on the impatient side. So definitely being able to work on your patience, really work on and giving yourself time to heal is essential. With that said, in any sort of acupuncture treatment plan, especially here at Road to Wellness, I always tell my patients, I give them about like a 6 to 10 treatment plan, 6 to 10 treatments. Yeah. Treatment plan. So we would do like 6 visits, 10 visits, and then we do a reevaluation. I kind of like doing it with the 6 because after the 3rd visit, usually I would see a significant difference in my patients and then even more of a difference by the 6th visit and so on and so forth. And that's why I choose that number. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's like the number that you should be going with. And again, whether or not the acupuncture is going to work for you really depends on how well you follow your protocol or the advice and recommendations from your provider. Acupuncture will certainly help with the circulation. Now, there's another aspect with fertility acupuncture, which is that maybe not a lot of people talk about, is the supplement part and the herbal supplement and the dietary supplement. There are certain things that you should be taking, CoQ10, for example, royal jelly. Those are things that not a lot of other practitioners talk about, especially if they don't do fertility acupuncture. Some people still haven't really narrowed down the process of what is effective and what works, right? But having worked with the reproductive organizations and other fertility clinics and stuff like that. I've learned that the CoQ10, and also with my patients too, CoQ10, royal jelly, and also herbal supplements are essential. Now, what kind of herbal supplements you should be taking, again, not a one size fit all kind of thing. It really depends on your current state. And sometimes in the morning, you would be taking like one formula, one very popular formula that people use, not just for fertility acupuncture, but for stress management, is called Jiawei Xiaoyaosan. I'm probably butchering it right now, but that's just, again, is for something what we call liver qi stagnation, which is pretty prevalent in people who are naturally always stressed out or any sort of external factors that could be affecting their kind of mental stability. And I think that when it comes down to the right herbal supplement, it sometimes requires a little bit of trial and error, because again, not everybody's the same. Your present condition might change also from a day-to-day basis, week-to-week basis, month-to-month basis as well. So saying that you need to take a particular formula for a particular time is also not correct. I hope this is not discouraging, because it sounds like, well, you never know what you're going to get, and it's a bit of a toss-up. But that's also a good thing if you think about it, because that means that your treatment plan is supposed to be individualized and holistically catered to your needs and your present body constitution, or the way that you are manifesting the symptoms that you are manifesting. And that is one of the very important things when it comes down to getting treatment of any kind. You want to be able to see results, and you want to be treated for you, not by a statistic or a number. However, you do want to go with evidence, scientific evidence, to see whether or not this is something that is worth your investment, right? But if you think about it, having something like your health, having a baby, all of these things is a huge decision. It's going to be a life-changing event. And of course, when you take care of yourself naturally, things are going to be better for you in general. Just in general, life is just going to be better if you know how to really manage your well-being. And so just make sure that whoever it is that you work with, your acupuncturist, make sure you talk to them, get some information, and also try to just get the vibe from them to see whether or not they really know what they're doing. I mean, I'm an acupuncturist, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm the best fit for everybody who is out there, right? All of us have different personalities. Our approaches to care is also very different. But what I do want to really, really have you focus is make sure that when you see your acupuncturist and when you have a conversation with them, make sure that you have that trust. Make sure that you feel comfortable when you are sitting there with that consult and discussing your worries and stuff like that. Make sure that they're able to really comfort you. And if they can, then that's great. Maybe that's the right partner for you in this health journey that you're going through. Okay, well, that's all I've got to say about fertility acupuncture. It's great for circulation, specifically getting circulation to your reproductive organs. It really helps with managing your stress. And also, while you're going through the process, really look for somebody who is really focused on doing holistic care and providing you with nutritional and herbal guidance as well. All right, till next time, take care of yourself, be well, and I will talk to you again soon.